We mentioned at the end of the Daf and Samach Zayin Amud Beis going into Samach Ches, the concept, the source for Nosin Tam Lefkam according to Reb Shimon, who we generally paskin like, even though there is mashmos from the Rambam that we paskin like Rabbi Meir, and that's how the Noda Behuda understands the Rambam. But generally we follow Reb Shimon's shita that Nosin Tam Lefkam is mutter, and it's based on the pasuk. Lo sucha lo soch lo kol nevela lager sher bisharecha kol haruui lager kruy nevela shein ruui lager ein kruy nevela. That if it's fit, if it's not fit even for a ger, ger tosha, for a non-Jew, then it's not called a nevela and it's going to be mutter. So it sounds like from that point, from that perspective, from that pasuk, if there is a piece of food that became saruch, it's nisrach, it's no longer edible, it was a piece of bacon, I don't know, that is no longer edible. Now it's, if I eat it, it's mutter. It's nosin tam lefgam. So the shaila is that true that not only midiraisa and midirabanan, it's permissible, or are we machmir? The Minchas Kohen writes that even though there's no iser doraisa to eat an item of iser that's nosin tam lefgam, nevertheless, there's still an Isser Derabanan. However, there's no mashmos anywhere to tell us that there really is an Isser Derabanan. We don't see it anywhere. So what would be the prohibition? Well, since when does it say that you're not allowed to eat a Nosin Tam Levgam? The Pri Chadash actually writes that there is an Isser. Perhaps a more serious Isser. Maybe it's still Isser Derabanan, but it's from a different nature. And eating, he writes that eating something which would be a Nosin Tam Lefgam would be a violation of the Isser of Bal Teshaksu. That we shouldn't eat something which is sheketz, which is disgusting to us. That would be the prohibition or the potential issue, eating an item which is Nosin Tam Lefgam. There's another issue which arises that people bring up over here, which is the question of achshavei. We know that in Hilchos Pesach, when with regards to chametz, there's this concept of an item which is not considered chametz, but by virtue of the fact that you eat it, you are machshavit, you can essentially make it into something which is considered chametz because you're machshavit as something which is edible since you've eaten it. So the shaila is that what about a case of a nosin tam lefgam? You have an item which is nisrach, it's disgusting, but you eat it anyways. Now, by virtue of the fact that you're eating it, does that make it nosin tam lishvach? Are you being machshavit and now it changes its status? Or no? And that's a discussion that some of the poskim talk about. I mean, generally, we say that achshavei is a special halacha when it comes to chametz. But to extend it to shari surim, perhaps is a little bit of a stretch. And therefore, you would think that Nosein Tam Lefgam, other than the potential issue of the Pri Chadash, that it's an Isser of Bal Teshaksu, you would think that it would be permissible to eat. But nevertheless, the Minog seems to be, my Rav Berger told me that the Minog seems to be like the Minchas Kohen, that even though if it's Ein Kruya Ger, it's not called Nevela, nevertheless, midrabanan, we don't eat it. We don't create a nosin tam lefgam, and we don't even eat a nosin tam lefgam. If it gets mixed in with something else, so that's a different discussion. But just to eat the nosin tam lef, the item which is a tam lefgam on its own, a devar pugam on its own, we certainly would not permit it. We'd say it's aser midrabanan. There is an interesting chazanish. The chazanish discusses how you categorize Nosin Tam Lefgam. Is Nosin Tam Lefgam something which is disgusting because it actually tastes disgusting, or it seems disgusting to me? So it could be, I'm not going to take a situation where I hate vegetables, so vegetables are disgusting to me, therefore it's Nosin Tam Lefgam, and then you can have all sorts of variations of whether the vegetables, if they're usher, would be permissible to eat. I'm not talking about that because they're batal taitel etzel kol adam. But if we're talking about a situation where you have, you can come up with an example, I don't know. My Rebbe came up with a case of vomit, right? If you have vomit, how do you know that it doesn't taste good? It's disgusting. It's malus to us. It's malus, so we're never going to even think of or consider eating it. But maybe it's really not nosin tam lefgam. So how do we judge nosin tam lefgam? Nosin tam lefgam, we say, is really not based on mius. It's rather, it's based on metzius. Is it tam lefgam? Does it give a disgusting taste or not? We're not going to eat the dog. I'm not going to eat a dog like we do in other parts of the world, but that's because it's malus to us. But that doesn't mean that it's nosin tam lefgam. So that's another diun in the poskim, how we deal with nosin tam lefgam. But nevertheless, these are some of the issues. Eating a nosin tam lefgam, how you categorize a nosin tam lefgam, all important discussions. But Emir Tashem, we will only be zocha to eat food which is not only edible, but that tastes good as well.